This is Dr. Oliveros dictating for November the 2nd, 2023, a first patient is Alfred Dunbar. The last name is D-U-N-B-A-R. This is the clinical case of a 64-year-old African-American male that went into acute kidney injury more than 2 years ago. The patient has recovered the kidney function. He's a CKD2, and we follow him on a yearly basis. Today, the patient comes with a laboratory workup that shows in the comprehensive metabolic profile that he has a serum creatinine of 1.1. A BUN of 14, an estimated GFR that is 73 mLs per minute, has remained exactly the same with serum electrolytes that are normal. The potassium is 3.7, the sodium is 141, the chloride is 101, and the CO2 is 26, period. In the albumin creatinine ratio, there is less than 3, which is normal. The protein creatinine ratio is normal. The urinalysis without activity in the urinary segment. Number 2, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. He continues to take hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligrams on daily basis, lisinopril, 10 milligrams daily. Blood pressure today is 130 over 53. Following number, the patient is underweight. He has a BMP that is 18.5 and has been like this for the last 2 years. The albumin is 4.9 and has remained with a normal range. The patient is encouraged to increase the caloric intake if possible. He lives by himself and he cooks for himself. Following number, the patient doesn't have any evidence of hypokalemia. Following number, the hemoglobin is 12.9 grams per cent. It's borderline. We're going to check the iron stores, folate and B12. He has BPH. We will check the PSA for the next appointment. It has been with a normal range, period. We invested 9 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup in the phase 2 phase, 15 minutes, documentation 6 minutes.